AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Some well-known NBA names arrested on illegal sports betting and gambling charges. Ed Donahue has details.
Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among those charged with schemes involving illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. FBI Director Kash Patel says more than 30 people are facing charges.
This is the insider trading saga for the NBA.
There are two indictments. Billups is charged in a wide-ranging scheme to rig underground poker games backed by mafia families. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says Rozier is accused in an illegal sports betting scheme using private insider NBA information. In one game, he told people ahead of time he was planning to leave early with a supposed injury. Bets were placed.
Rozier exited the game after just 9 minutes, and those bets paid out, generating tens of thousands of dollars in profit. The proceeds were later delivered to his home.
Billups was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's backing off a planned surge of federal agents to San Francisco after speaking to the mayor, who told him the city's making progress reducing crime on its own. Lithuania's president says Russian military planes violated the country's airspace this evening. The incident comes amid heightened concern in the Baltics that Moscow might be testing NATO's defenses. Meantime, a day after the U.S. announced new sanctions on Russia, the EU says it's imposing more, too. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
All of us need ceasefire. But we need more pressure on Russia for ceasefire.
Stocks back on the rise today. The S&P climbed 0.6%, closing in on its all-time high. The Dow added 144 points, also finishing just below its record. The Nasdaq gained 0.9%. And the entire east wing of the White House has been demolished as President Trump moves forward with construction of a ballroom. This is AP News. A historic step at the Vatican today, where Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla prayed together with Pope Leo. Karen Chamas has our report.
And to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Charles, who is the titular head of the Church of England, and Camilla sat in golden thrones on the raised altar of the Sistine Chapel. They sat in front of Michelangelo's Last Judgment, while Leo and the Anglican Archbishop of York presided over an ecumenical service. The visit comes as the UK royal family is once again under intense scrutiny over Prince Andrew's ties with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The event marks the first time since the Reformation that the heads of the two Christian churches, divided for centuries over issues that now include the ordination of female priests, have prayed together. I'm Karen Chamas.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.